I'm Hari Srinivasan. If you liked the movie Night at the Museum 1 or 2, imagine spending an entire month at a museum. That is exactly what Kate McGroarty, 24-year-old in Chicago, won the opportunity to do. She is joining us now. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Okay, so it's been a month since you've been inside a museum pretty much 24/7. First of all, why did you even want to do this?
Oh, goodness, so many reasons. I'm very passionate about education. I was very curious to see the reaches of education in social media. I have a blog, I have a Facebook, I have a Twitter, I have a YouTube channel. I don't have a background in science, but I'm always someone who has loved learning, so I was really curious as to what I could learn in my month here, and which just sounded like a big adventure. I don't think I'll ever be able to do something like this again.
I've been following some of your videos. You basically had a run of the place, especially at night. I mean, you kind of traipsed around with your flip cam and your flashlight, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I have an all-access pass. I can pretty much go wherever I want at night. It's really fun.
Enter. Well, anything you say, Petroleum Planet. Oh, man. It's just a giant maze of mirrors. In the dark.
So were there no security guards that kind of tailed you and said, you know, Kate, on the move?
No. I mean, there is a security team, and they're wonderful. They kind of let me do my own thing, and I'll see them from time to time, but it's a big enough building that if you're walking around, you can go a really long time without seeing anyone.
Okay, so at night, you slept in different places too, right? You slept in a submarine at one point?
Yep, I slept in the submarine. I slept in the human-sized hamster wheel, which is in the U exhibit. I slept underneath the globe in Earth Reveal the other night. That was really fun. And I slept in the smart home one night.
Okay, and then during the day, you're also doing stuff at the museum. You're basically like, you're almost a living exhibit unto yourself.
I like to think of it as more of a social experiment than being an exhibit. Truthfully, there's so much to do in the museum. I don't spend an awful lot of time in the cube, as we're calling it, which is my office, which has the three sides that have those plexiglass clear walls. There's just so much to do, and I want to get a lot of it done while the museum is open and the exhibits are running. I go to learning labs, I go to educational programming, I see some of the exhibits, I hang out with school groups, I do a lot.
Okay, and you won a $10,000 prize. So were you able to really profit from the deal? Did you, like, sublet your apartment in Chicago? And what are you going to do with all this cash?
I am going to pay my rent and buy food and look for a job.
All right, Kate McGroarty, who just spent a month at a museum, the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking us out on the new Science page at the NewsHour. This is Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.